happened.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Oh my God, it's been a long time.
It's been probably 17 years.
I think so. It's good to be back in the studio. I just remodeled.
Yeah, I had a little bit of a leak.
There was some stuff happening.
We almost had to cancel. I wasn't sure, like, what was happening, if my ceiling was going to cave in.
I know. I was hoping at the last minute that you would cancel, because I don't have anything to talk about. I'm always happy to see you.
You always have something to talk about.
But it's good to be back in front of our fans. Hi, Carol. It's good to be back.
She doesn't even listen.
Well, she listens at work, I think you said.
No, not like my Aunt Joni listens.
Talking anymore.
No.
Hi, Joni.
Hi, Joni. Your mom listens. Mm. I'm really bad at names. Martha.
Martha, that's her name.
Okay, good.
Allegedly. That's what she says. I've never seen the birth certificate. It's been a long time.
Yes.
And there's a lot of stuff that
we have
happened.
A lot to catch up. We have a lot to discuss. We have a lot of hot topics. We have a lot
holidays.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
We haven't seen each other since, oh, my God.
I think the last time I saw you was Kate Nash.
Yeah. And that was well before Thanksgiving.
That was in October?
Yeah, I think so. It was in October.
That was a good show.
We would have done another podcast sooner, but we had that falling out. But things are fine now. So we're not going to talk about the past.
No, we can talk about the past. I don't care. No, I've just been a hermit, and I had a good reason, so.
Let's start.
Oh, I just took those off. I hate plastic shoes.
Are your dogs barking?
No, they're hot.
Okay. Carrie just took off her Crocs.
They're my house shoes.
House shoes, I'm sorry.
I do not wear them in public. Jeez, Chris.
I know. It was a bad day. No, it wasn't. It was a nice day. It was just like a lot of stuff going on.
Wow.
Let's start at the beginning. So the last time we saw each other was for Kate Nash.
Yes.
That was a fantastic concert.
It was great.
That was amazing. And I think we both walked into it with a little bit of trepidation because neither of us had ever been super crazy about that album.
It's a horrible album.
Hi, Kate Nash.
Kate Nash, biggest fan.
Right here.
You know, and you're talking about like how many times we saw her before, and we forgot one concert.
Which one?
We went and saw her at, I'm having an aneurysm.
Oh my God, you just had a stroke.
The Vic.
Yes, that was the first time.
And then we saw her at Lincoln Hall.
That was the second time.
And then we saw her at Park West.
That's right, with the mother and daughter.
And Matt Bonaccorso.
And Matt Bonaccorso.
Shouldn't say last names, I'm sorry.
Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
He's not listening.
Hi, Angela. She listening? I think
she might be.
Hi, Angela. Angela. Good to see you.
Yeah. So we went to Kate Nash, and we were scared.
So was the Park West the last time before?
Yes, because we missed the show at the Empty Bottle.
That's right. That's one that we missed. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we missed it.
I think I had school and you were...
I just didn't want to go.
Yeah.
I just was like... I think it might have even been because of the album.
Yeah, it was. Because she was just doing that. Mm. But it was... I fell in love with a female again.
You had a girl crush.
This is my second girl crush at a concert.
Who was your first?
A daughter, the lady with the puffy hair.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
I was taken.
Yeah.
Am I a lesbian? I'm not a lesbian.
No, you're not.
Okay, thank you.
I think it would be a lot easier if you were.
I know it would
some
be.
Some respects.
I think it would be.
I think so.
But I don't want to make out with them.
No. But I feel like you wouldn't mind if you had an arrangement. You know, where it's like, we live together. You make shelving. I'll make some Cochise pizza.
I do want to date a furniture maker.
I think you need to make a new OkCupid profile saying that you're a woman seeking women, but you're not a lesbian, and be very clear about that.
And I don't know if I want to live with someone, so maybe if we were neighbors. Like, 3 blocks away.
Not really a neighbor, but okay, yeah, sort of neighbors.
I mean, if they were across the hall, that'd be too much because they could come over whenever.
That, and you like your space.
I need my space.
You need your space.
Yeah, I do.
Sometimes you just need to shut out the world.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Like you've been doing.
Well, I had to.
You've been saying no to life, which I respect. I would never take anyone to task for that. You have to say no sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've done a really good job.
My portfolio's done, so whatever.
Oh my god. You're done.
I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done.
How does it feel?
This is my first weekend where I haven't had to do homework or worry about my portfolio. It's really weird.
Is it like a good feeling of like exhaling, or is it like nerve-wracking, like what comes next?
It's a good feeling.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
But what comes next?
I have to get a job.
Okay.
Yeah.
What steps have you taken to do this?
Oh, I've sent my link out to like recruiting people, like the agencies, but not a lot of people are hiring right now.
Wait, you send a link to your website?
Yeah, that's how you get hired.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It's not based on like your resume, it's based on your work.
Okay.
And then they call you for an interview. If you're cool, they'll hire you.
So you gotta be cool.
Yeah, cool.
So your website's like pictures of you smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breaking things?
Yeah.
Breaking stuff.
Yeah.
Should we take some pictures tonight of you breaking things?
Maybe.
You can put it on your website. Or
we can make a GIF out of it.
Make a GIF of you breaking something. Mm-hmm. These glasses, they didn't cost much, right? Maybe they, I'm sorry. That, but we can break that bottle when we're done with it.
I just, you know, not tonight, Chris.
Okay.
Calm
next
down.
Time.
Calm
my,
down.
My house, because I don't
yes.
mind. I don't mind the cleanup. We'll do it.
Okay. I don't want to clean it up.
Okay.
Because I had a flood here last night.
You, I believe the hashtag is living in squalor.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is.
What is going on?
Well, okay. First of all, my management company should be thankful that I was home to take care of the problem. Otherwise, it would have leaked down below, too.
Oh, my God.
Because it was horrible.
And who's your management company?
Cass
Management.
Friends don't let friends rent from Cass.
Don't do it, man. Just don't do it.
Don't even work there.
I mean, if you have to.
If you have to.
I understand.
If
but
it's a last-ditch effort. Oh, God, don't
if
do
it's
it.
That or you're going to prison,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah. That's great. So, like, on Fridays, I don't walk that many dogs. So, and I went out the night before, so I was really fucking tired. So I walked two dogs, and I came home. I just wanted to take a nap. I was so tired. I've been working my ass off for the past 3 months. I just wanted to take a nap.
Well, because you've been doing the dog walking and the school thing, so
yeah.
You're kind of like, you don't have a lot of other time for anything.
No.
Else.
And so I go in and take a nap, and then it starts to rain.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, I just hear rushing water.
Like rushing water? Like a faucet is on.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was bad. And I go, what the fuck is that? Because my window has leaked before, so I'm thinking it's my window. My computer was over there, so I run.
Nice.
I get out of bed and I run. And it's in my kitchen, the cabinet. Well, people on the podcast won't be able to. But this was just leaking.
Oh, my God.
Just, you can see, but
for those of you that are listening, Carrie's pointing to the ceiling and then making a motion to the ground.
Leaking. So I call Louie on his cell phone, and it goes straight to voicemail. So I'm like, he's banging Monica.
He's busy banging Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not listening. And so,
because
no, what does she say to me when I put in my notice there? This is really bad timing.
Fuck you, yeah. Lady.
So
go blow Louis some more in the back of his car on Magnolia.
I forgot to tell you, that's also the day that pipes burst in the building, so we had no water all day long.
Oh my God. Except for the water that was coming through your ceiling in torrents.
And it's a waterfall, and I had to like find buckets, and I had to put towels down, and I had to move like my microwave, my toaster oven, and my coffee pot thing, and it was so bad, and it was just rushing, and I go, Louie, I have a leak. It's coming down really bad. Please get someone out here now.
Yeah.
I don't hear from him. I call Amo on his cell phone, and he goes, call Louie. I go, I can't get a hold of Louie, Amo, and he was in the building, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Amo was in the building working on the frozen pipes. I go, you need to get here now. It's really, really bad. He goes, I'll be right there. I waited an hour and a half.
Oh, Oh my god.
And so I keep calling Louie on the cell on the cast management work line, nothing. And finally I call the main line and I get Carmen.
Sure, she's on top of things.
And I laugh because she just answered cast management. It's 4 o'clock on a Friday.
Oh.
You know that feeling.
I know that feeling. Yeah. I've been there.
And I go, oh hey! Because I was laughing at her answer. Great cast manager.
So sad.
And I didn't say it was me. I go, oh, hey, is Louie there? And she goes, let me look. And she just connects me. And then he finally answers. And I was like, Louie, my ceiling's like, he's like, where do you live?
That's nice.
I'm like, aren't you been trying to get proof of income? I mean, come on, bud.
Louis P, everybody. Louis P at cast management.
And he goes, oh, there's nothing we can do. And I go,
nothing you can do. If anyone's going to do something or can't do something, shouldn't it be you?
And I go, what do you mean there's nothing you can do? He goes, well, it's a roof leak. I go, it sure fucking is, Louis. And he goes, there's nothing we can do. And I go, I'm changing. But I had to go walk a dog. And I was going to go to my friend's show. I was like, Louie, I'm changing buckets like 5 times an hour. And he goes, yeah, there's nothing we can do. And I go, there's something you have to do. He's like, oh, fine, I'll call the roofer. Call me back in 15. Why do I have to call you back in 15?
Yeah.
I didn't call him back, and I haven't heard anything. And it finally stopped leaking at midnight last night. I had to stay home. I had to call my boss and tell her I can't walk this dog. And then I didn't go to my friend's show because I had to keep changing buckets.
In all fairness, you don't like leaving the house and going to shows anyway. So, I mean, just, you know, throwing that out there.
No.
You know, blessing in disguise, in a way.
It was a monologue,
though. Oh, monologues, that's rough.
At a bookstore.
Oh, no, we've been on that ground before. We know how that goes. Don't do it.
No, I would have liked to see her because she's a really nice lady. I'd love to have a podcast with her at her house and her husband.
What's her name?
Her name's Roberta.
Hi, Roberta.
She's great. I love her husband. I wish he was 31.
Okay. Are you making a...
No, I say this to him all the time. It's fine. No, they're really nice. They had me over one night for dinner.
Are they swingers?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
How do you... You never know.
But no.
Do you mean, like, for you, personally, it wouldn't? Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, they're just too nice.
I feel like a lot of old people do that. Oh. The dog. No. The dog has her hair all. Because I know Bichon's, some people do their hair all.
No, that he's older. He's like 20-something.
Oh, he doesn't want to bother.
No, but he's still so sweet.
I love Bichon's. They're kind of adorable.
Well, she thinks Squeak is a Bichon, even though she's a toy poodle. But she probably has a little bit of Bichon mixed in with her.
I think Squeak has a lot of... I think it's best not to meddle into Squeak's past too much.
No, yeah, you're right.
What she is or how she got, just don't even.
No.
She has a home, she's warm, she's fed, just don't pry.
Today, I have to tell you my Squeak story.
Love it. Love it already.
I'm sorry. Because it's been so cold, so we haven't been able to go outside and walk, and she really likes to go for walks.
Yeah.
So today we walked out, and she was like, yes, let's go! And she was like, no, we're going my way. Like, we had to go her way. So we went for a walk. We went for a good, like, 45-minute walk.
Ooh, that's a good walk.
Squeak can walk and walk and walk and walk and walk and walk.
She's got places to go.
Yeah. And she doesn't really like the snow. So then all of a sudden, she starts climbing up, like, on the biggest snow pile ever. So I'm like, what are you doing? There's a pizza on the snow pile, and she just grabs it, and it's, like, bigger than her. And I go, what are you doing? And we're just I just yell, what are you doing? Like, if someone came by, they would just see me yelling at this little toy poodle.
With a giant piece of pizza in her mouth.
Get that out of there!
That's a gift. Yeah. That's a vine right there.
Oh, shit. That's my Squeak story for today.
I always thought it was funny when I would walk Squeak for you sometimes, like a long time ago. I walked Squeak for you a couple times, and she was very, like, not demanding, but she had a route she wanted to take.
Yep.
And come hell or high water, yeah, you were just going to have to take that route.
Yeah.
Unless you wanted a knife fight.
I know.
And I never wanted to get into it with her, But she was very insistent. She, that pantsuit, her little briefcase, she always knew exactly where she was going. She had things to do. And just don't get in your way. So I just learned real quick, all right, you tell me when you're
and
done.
And every time it's a different direction. You never know where she's going to go.
Oh, yeah.
It's not always the same path. And it's like, sometimes there's like people that you don't want to walk by. And I'm like, Squeak, you're going to get me killed. She wants to go towards
She would go
crazies.
Towards undesirable situations.
It's because they smell and she just wants to sniff them. That's my theory. It's like they have a lot of smells on them.
Homeless people. Yeah.
The neighborhood drunks.
Yep.
She always wants to go up to them.
They smell good to a dog. Odor.
Pisses me off. And I'm like, you're going to get me killed. You or Tony's grocery store parking lot is going to get me killed.
You love Tony's.
That parking lot's...
What's wrong with it?
First of all, it's Mexicans and cars.
Hot topic. Was that about Mexicans and cars you were saying?
It's like they're in their homeland. There's no rules.
Okay. Well, that rice they sell there.
It's really good. I have some in my fridge.
It's really good.
Oh, I love every kind of rice.
So technically, just to clarify, your roof is not fixed.
No.
It just happens to not be raining right now.
Right. So when it rains next, and I'm going out of town next weekend, so.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah, I'm going to send a really mean email on Monday.
Are you going to copy Gary Cass?
That won't go there yet.
Okay.
Because Gary Cass is going to be like, why the fuck is who?
Yeah.
Who is this? You know?
Do I know her?
I mean, she worked there for five fucking years.
She worked there for 5 years? She's on the payroll?
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. God bless it.
What a jackass. There's nothing we can do. And it, like, I bothered him. Like, he was in the middle of, like, going down on Monica or something like
probably.
That. Yeah.
Probably was.
Probably really was.
You know, it's a good thing to do, which I learned really early on with the property management company I use now. Just whenever their vendors come in to fix anything, I just get their name, and then I just call them directly.
Oh, really?
And then I tell them whatever the company name is and that they need to do, and then they get, like just like that. And you don't get a bill. It just goes, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So when if the roofer comes, get their name. Or even, you know what? You're so clever. You could probably find out who they use real easy.
Star Roofing. Lily was like, oh, I gotta go call Star Roofing.
Oh, yeah. Get on. Call Star Roofing Monday morning and be like, I'm calling from Cass. How come you're not there yet? That's why I'm serious.
Yeah.
Bill's not gonna come to you. You don't have to worry about it.
I know.
And they have more than enough money to pay for it.
Oh, I know they do. This is a good building. I checked before I rented it how much money was in their bank account and their savings account.
I love that you did that.
And I checked the extermination report, like, you know.
That they do it regularly.
Yeah, and anyone had, like, mice or roach problems.
This is a nice building. It really is. I like this building, especially, like, if you look at a lot of the buildings that Cass manages.
God, yeah.
This is like one of the jewels in Cass's crown, this building.
Well, it's owned by those stupid CMHDC people.
Oh, that's why you have those neighbors, you know, the... the people who go to Tony's in that parking lot.
Yeah.
Those Mexicans.
Yeah, those Mexicans.
And there's domestic violence.
Yes.
Which you've heard.
Yeah, did I ever tell you? So I have new neighbors across the hall now, and they remind me. I'm not going to say that because I have relatives listening. Never mind. Anyways, and their shoes. I'm sick of their shoes. But anyways, before them, it was, you know, I'm gonna get topical. I'm gonna get racist.
Do it. Get racist.
It was two
hot topics.
It was two black people.
Okay.
A man and a woman. And I never saw the woman, but I always saw the man. He was always coming and going.
Drug dealing.
And one time they had a party, and there was like over 80 blacks in that apartment.
I love that you just said 80 blacks. That is fantastic.
This is horrible. I sound so bad. But I was scared. Okay? And it was loud.
You should have been. I would have been.
And my mom's like, just go tell them to be quiet. I go, Mom, there's 80 of them. Like, there was like 10 people out the back door.
Oh my God.
And they were stomping and clamping and doing stomp the
yard. They were doing the electric slide. Yeah, that's what they do. You get them in groups. The blacks.
But anyways, I guess last Christmas, I was on Christmas break from school, so I had 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
And I wasn't home. But I come home afterwards, and I find, like, clothes all about the hallway and the
door. Clothes?
Yeah.
In the hallway.
Well, one time when I came home, well, okay, so I'm getting so, like, there's so much to say.
This is great. I love it.
Okay, so a couple of times when I would come home, there would be, like, this random lady and a little kid sitting on the top steps waiting for them to come home.
Yeah.
And they'd be there for hours.
Oh, my God.
And it was weird.
Was it a black lady?
Yes.
Okay.
It was always black
people. Careful what you say.
I won't say what my grandma calls them.
Oh, hey, yay! Now. South Dakota.
But anyways, okay. So one time I came up and there was a guy, a lady, and a little kid. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing in this hallway? And how'd you get in? I didn't say anything. And so then I had to take Squeak out. So I took her out the back and they were still there. And then we came up the back and, like, there were clothes all in the hallway. Like, you couldn't even move. And then the guy of the apartment was yelling at them and just throwing everything.
Yeah, I know what that is.
That's,
you gotta go. That is Judge Judy case waiting. That's you. You're out. You're done. I can't believe you sucked his dick, you fucking slut.
Let me tell you more. And they had a kid. They had a little baby. And I always I always heard it crying. And I was just like, you know, I didn't think anything of it, you know?
Because babies cry.
Babies cry. Yeah. It was always crying. So then when I come back from Christmas break, the apartment, there's still shit in there all over, but the door is completely broken. And that same night, I get a knock on my door, and it's a Chicago police officer asking me if I've seen this lady. And I go, I never see her, but I always see her boyfriend, I'm assuming. And he's like, okay, thanks. And I was like, oh boy. And like,
she's dead.
For 2 months, no one was in there. And the door was broken. And I would call CAS management.
Yeah.
And I would be like, you guys, this door is broken open and no one's there. And they're like, oh, someone's there. Someone's there. And I'm like, no. And I should have gone in there before they realized that no one was there to, like, take some of their stuff.
You should have.
I'm so bummed
out. You could have looted.
I was afraid of bed bugs and all that shit.
Yeah, that's true. But there's no bed bugs in Chicago, really. You never hear about it here. But you could have got a ton of... You could have got a bunch of clothes from Rainbow.
Well, I don't want clothes. I wanted furniture. They had nice furniture.
Did they really?
Because I did peek my head in there.
Well, when you're a drug dealer, you can get that stuff. Hot stuff, they call it.
Yeah, so, okay. And then they just, like, CAS management threw everything away.
Oh, bastards.
Yeah.
Did you go dumpster diving?
No, because it was all, they broke it all apart.
Oh, damn.
So then these people that live there now moved in, and they're really chatty. Like,
with you? Uh-huh. Like, hi, how are you? Like, that kind of...
Like, she came in a couple weeks before she moved in and was just walking around the building with her dog, Styx. And I was walking Squeak, and she goes, oh, hi, do you live here?
You didn't want to say yes at first, did you?
No. And I just was like, yeah.
I love how antisocial you are.
She was like, oh, I'm gonna move here in a couple weeks with my boyfriend. And I go, oh, cool. What apartment? And she goes, that one up top. And I go, oh, I live across the hall. She's like, oh my God, we're gonna be neighbors.
Ah! Like, did she say it like that? Oh no.
Talk, 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 talk. She talks a lot. And so, like a month within them living here, they ride their bike too. And they keep it in the basement too, so I always run into them.
Sorry.
And she goes, can you tell me about the owners that were here before, like the renters that were here before? Because the apartment just has like a bad feeling.
Because she has the crystals, obviously. She seems like
Yeah, she's like, I think I need to do a cleansing.
Yeah, get the sage.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I was like, well, this is what I know. She's like, oh, because we got their mail, and they were being investigated for child abuse.
That's not surprising.
Yeah. So that's my story.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
You were living next to drug dealers.
Yeah.
Child abusers.
Well, my mom goes, he does drugs, Carrie. Because I'm saying that he's always coming and going. Drugs!
Well, your mom's been around the block a couple times. She knows what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
She's no wallflower.
Not only you need more money.
Carol will party. Carol will party me under the table. You could have gotten murdered. You know that? When you live across from drug dealers, you could have been murdered.
I know.
Somebody could have come in, got the wrong apartment. Yeah. Bam.
Yeah.
Dead.
Thanks, Chris.
You're dead.
I live by myself.
Sorry. Well, you live this week.
I have an overactive imagination. I'm not going to sleep well tonight.
Although I feel like Squeak has a kind of disposition that where she's had such a life that if you got murdered, she would just pack her little briefcase and be like, I knew this was too good to last. I knew something like this was going to happen eventually. Sad. Well, that's why she's so happy to be with you.
She's in her retirement home.
She is. You're like the idea. Like, you're for Squeak, basically, you're the lottery. Like, she never thought this would happen.
She gets meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like the best possible case scenario for a dog from Squeak's background.
Oh, I'm sure her previous owners were great.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm stuck about Rachel.
that's right. Well, no, Rachel likes animals, but she was busy with the babies.
And other animals.
And other animals. Squeak doesn't want to live with a big dog.
Oh, she hates kids. She does.
That's why she didn't have any of her own. Oh. No time for it. Who's got the time?
It'd be funny to see Squeak as a mom. She just looks at kids and she's just like, eh.
Yeah, but if she had kids, then you would start getting notices from DCFS. Yeah. Neglect.
Why do you know those initials?
DCFS?
Yes.
Oh, because, you know, I have a lot of, my dad is half Puerto Rican. Need I say more? That's, come on. I've been around. Aunts and uncles.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It's the thing. Well, you know what it is, too, is that typically, I don't know what it's like for other races. I don't marginalize people. I don't use terms like blacks. But in the Puerto Rican side of my family, it's a tool for the young ladies or the young men if they're in a breakup or a divorce dispute and there's a custody issue. The quickest way to get what you want is to get DCFS involved. Mm. It's just like a tool that you use to kind of get what you want.
Oh.
Yeah, because then you get investigated, and it's like, oh, there's all, you can get in trouble, and yeah.
Wow.
It's called working the system. But it's with everything, the Puerto Ricans. I am part, so I can say that, but like food stamps, like a lot of them, they don't even, oh, you know, pissed me off yesterday.
Blank cards. I want one.
I do too. But it pissed me off because we were at fucking Mariano's, which, as you know, it's not like.
I've never been.
It's not super fancy, but that shit ain't cheap.
Yeah.
We were there, and we saw this lady with, like, this beautiful sweater, great haircut, like, nice boots, and she was using fucking food stamps. I'm sorry. Like, unless you have, like, five kids in a cart screaming and you're wearing, like, a towel, like, why are you, you don't need, and she was, like, in her 20s, like, fuck, come on, F you. I'm getting food. Where's my food stamps?
I hate it when they use their food stamps to buy bottled water and chips.
That's rude. That's not what it's for.
No.
It's for a Dinty Moore canned beef stew. It is. It's for tuna.
We're getting so racist right now. I love tuna, though.
Tuna's the best. I think I'm going to make, they make these new potato chips that are garlic flavored.
Okay.
I got them at Mariano's. They're fantastic. Yep. They're like Ruffles with ridges, but like.
So you would sprinkle them on top of your tuna noodle casserole.
I'm gonna make tuna noodle or chicken noodle casserole.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put those on top. So garlic, yeah, like you can't kiss anybody, but they're so good. I just love garlic.
I do too.
It's like the best.
I like garlic as well.
Good for arthritis. Because I know we're getting older.
Chris, speaking of getting older.
Oh my god. What's happening?
So Thursday night. My friend Bryant. Hi, Bryant. Let's say hi to Bryant.
Is Bryant?
He's the Canadian from school.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you told me about him.
So he's getting deported.
Oh, no, that's terrible. Are you going to marry him?
No.
Oh, why not?
He left today.
Oh, okay. It's too late.
Too late. Sorry, Bryant.
Did you offer?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, I did. I was like, do you want to get married? I don't know what his reaction was. I didn't pay attention. So he had a going away get together on Thursday.
I love that you didn't wait for his reaction though. That's so you. where you will pour your heart out as you're running in the other direction, like, not making eye contact. That's so you.
It's so funny because everyone at school goes, Carrie, have you applied to Wexley yet? That's like my dream agency.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, not ready for that rejection. So, no, I haven't. Not yet. But anyway, so he had a going away party, and it was at Delilah's.
Oh, yeah.
And he lives in this neighborhood. So I was just like, Bryant, why so far away?
Yeah, that's weird. That's also annoying.
Yeah, thank you. But I was like, I don't know if I'll go. And then my friend Brian wasn't going to go because he's worse of an old lady than I am. And he's young.
And you said he was depressed, too.
Yeah. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
He does listen with his boyfriend, Rudy.
That's nice.
So I went, and it was quite an ordeal just to get over there.
You mean you actually left the house and went out in public?
I did.
God bless you.
Yeah, thank you.
That took effort, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm also, like, getting restless because, like, I walk dogs all day, and I'm, like, disgusting, and I smell like dogs. And then I just come home, and I was working on my portfolio, so I'm, like, ready to go out and be social, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, yeah. But I was really fucking tired that Thursday because Thursday I work really late.
Yeah.
And it was, and it's cold, and the weather just does a toll on you.
And everyone's just miserable.
Oh, miserable. Nice. Anyways, so I went over there, and I stayed out pretty late.
Isn't Delilah's kind of douchey, or no?
No, it's like a punk bar. Okay. So no.
Because I know, it like, so it's still like.
But it's in a douchey area. That's what I was going to talk about. Because it's on Lincoln and Diversey.
Douche Central.
And we used to live over there.
Yeah.
And so I left. I was like, I have to go and catch the last Fullerton bus at midnight. So I was like, I have to go. And so I was walking down Lincoln. And, like, there were, like, college kids waiting outside douchey bars. Like, long lines. On Thursday, it's cold outside. And it's not even midnight yet. And they're just plastered and being stupid. And I can't believe me and Chris used to live over here.
But in our defense, we almost never went out around there. We would always go to other places. True. And the few times we would go out there, we would always pick the tiniest, quietest, seediest places that were really dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't, yeah. That was not our scene.
I mean, I did go to Trinity, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was so goddamn cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad. Or the Burwood Tap.
Yeah.
I like, because they had those, like, those.
Well, those kids were talking about the Burwood Tap.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I feel like, though, a lot of times we went there, we were pretty well
lit.
By the time we got there, we didn't notice the crowd too much.
Yeah, we went there one time after the first Lissy concert with my mom, and she could tell that we were just plastered because we could barely keep our heads up.
Yeah.
And then you just, like, we walked out the bar and you just, like, ran like a gazelle.
I had to go vomit. I didn't want to do it in the street.
Oh, speaking of vomit, okay. So at school we had.
Speaking of vomit.
Well, we had an end of quarter party at school, and usually fifth quarters don't go because everyone's like, why are you still at school? Because it's kind of optional. But you really need to go to fifth quarter.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I went to the end of quarter party, and everyone was really surprised that I went too. But my mom was here because it was right before Christmas.
Yeah.
And so I had a car, and I took the car. And I gave my friend Brian a ride home, and he lives up by, like, fucking Thorndale and Granville.
Ah!
Yeah, thank you. And then I gave my classmate.
That was really nice of you.
I like rides home when I, you know?
You do. And doesn't everybody?
I appreciate a good ride home.
Because some people don't offer when they really should.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Anyways. And then I gave my friend Matt a ride home because he lives in Logan Square, too.
Oh my God, were you a text?
I felt like one. I really did. I was kind of, probably shouldn't have been driving. So,
safety first.
Because we were at the Lincoln Lodge, and they have these giant mugs of beer.
Oh, yeah.
It was shitty beer, but I was like,
beer is giant.
It was free, and my mom was like, you could only have two drinks. I was like, okay. And I was sharing with Brian, so I was like, oh, I'm fine.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, but I probably shouldn't have been. And I was so chatty because, like, I was, like, with dogs for, like, most of the week. So I was, like, so excited to be around people.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, I didn't go to the bathroom before I left, which was silly because, you know me, I have a small bladder.
Granny bladder.
I'm really chatty tonight, too, Chris.
I love it. This is, like, diary nights. Like, you're just diary. I love it.
You gotta get
the
in there.
The Carrie Diaries. It doesn't suck.
Yeah, I love that show.
And, you know, actually... I started watching Emily Owens, M.D.
Isn't it so good?
But I had to cancel my Netflix. And I don't know how it ends. But so good.
I mean, it kind of doesn't really end because I think they were hoping to have another season.
But I still want to. But it's so really good.
So good.
It, like, every episode is like a movie. It's like a little mini thing.
And Mamie.
Mamie Gummer. Meryl Streep's daughter.
She's good.
She's amazing.
And she looks like Meryl Streep.
She does, but her face is wider. It is. Well, it is. Her dad's chin.
So let's go back to throw up.
Yes.
So I was giving them a ride home, and then it's like an hour later, and I didn't pee. And I was like, I'm going to...
You were drinking all that beer. What's wrong with you?
I was like, I'm going to pee my pants. And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, there's nothing open. So you were
dropping people off, right?
Yeah.
You're just going to one of their houses.
But I didn't, like, when they were all gone, I was like, I have to pee. So I pull over, and I go into an alley.
Oh, no!
And I look around, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. No one's out, right?
So that's what you think.
Squat, and I had to pee so bad. It was so loud. It was like a waterfall. And all of a sudden,
sounds like your roof.
Yeah! I see this dude walking, and he's, like, looking around, wondering what that sound is, and he sees me.
Yep.
My pants down. So I pull him up really quick, and then I just, like, casually just walk more towards in the alley.
Casually.
There's nothing to see here. Nothing to see.
Show's over. Monkey died.
Oh, my God. I had to pee so damn bad. That's my story.
That's a good story, and I would like to share this with you. I went on many shopping excursions with my mother when I was young, buying groceries. Me and my brother both did. I don't remember any of them. We went on many shopping excursions every week. I do remember one. There's one that I will always remember. Why?
Did you pee your pants?
No, because as we were walking to the Dominick's, when at the time it was over on Fullerton, an Asian woman who by all means looked very normal, she was maybe in her 20s or 30s, went behind like a big post thing, hiked up her skirt real quick, and squatted and pissed, pulled her panties up, and then walked to the train. And that is the one shopping trip that I will always remember. So you gave that young man memory. That's nice. He will never, ever forget you. Isn't that nice?
I thought it was so funny. He's like looking around like, what the fuck is that sound? Hi, it's just me and Pete.
Hi.
Oh, I
Carrie Bain, copywriter.
CarrieBain.com. Thank you. If you're hiring, I would like to be hired.
I think this will be a good time to take a break, but we'll be back and we have a lot of stuff to cover. We have the holidays, which we have not even touched, which is looking great. I love the holidays.
Yeah.
We should talk about that.
Okay.
And it's just good to be back in general.
Yeah.
I love being back in the studio.
Yeah.
I love our fans. Hi, Joni.
Hi, Joni.
And
hi, Martha.
To anyone who's... Hi, Martha.
Oh, and Eric.
Hi, honey. Thanks to anyone who's...
He's our biggest
listening.
Fan.
Yeah, he loves this. Really I love is. It when he'll correct me on something that happened on a podcast. Because we're too drunk. I don't even know.
Oh,
I just
God.
Show up.
Sometimes it's ridiculous.
What is it like when you have to go back and listen? Are you ever surprised? Because you edit this.
Yeah, I do. I don't, like, edit it completely. Like, I leave a lot in.
Yeah, you do.
But sometimes when we're, like, it's, like, 3 hours in, that's where I'm, like, I'm just not gonna listen. It's not worth my time to sit there and listen. And I always try to edit the day after, but I'm like, I'm too drunk.
Your head hurts.
I'm too hungover to do this right now.
Yeah, you shouldn't do it.
So, I'm sorry that I don't do it right away.
No, that's fine. That you do it at all is always, I'm always surprised.
I like to do shit like this.
I know. Hi, everybody.
Hi, we're back.
We're back.
Holidays.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the holidays. This is exciting. The holidays. So we have to get into this. This is a whole big thing.
Oh, wow.
Let's
what happened?
Because the last time I saw you was at Kate Nash. We didn't finish talking about that, though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Kate Nash. It was our fourth show.
Fourth show.
Seeing Kate Nash. We were both really trepidatious to see that concert because neither of us liked the album that much.
I don't like it at all.
But you ended up, first of all, with a lesbian crush.
Love me the guitar player. I follow her on Instagram now.
Oh my god, you're such a lesbian!
And I'm following that punk band that opened up for them.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Skating
they
Polly.
Were right next to us when Kate was playing. Yeah. They jumped in the crowd.
Carrots, they're green on top. If you didn't know that, that was one of their songs.
I love them.
They were great.
I love energy.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're going to punch somebody in the face and listen to music, that's the music you want to listen to when you're going to punch somebody in the face.
Skating Polly. You should check them out. They're really good.
They were very good.
Yeah.
And I love how Kate is really supportive of younger bands. She's always really good
yeah.
about that.
Yeah. I didn't like the other girl, though.
Which one?
Yeah. See? The other opening band. It was Skating Polly.
Oh, no.
And I had no idea what that girl was saying. And then that older couple were in front. And they were, like, so excited to see her.
Like,
then,
really into
and
it.
And then they left after she was done.
I was like, why are you here? My God.
That
was
and then, just... like, so, like, Skating Polly and Kate Nash on Instagram would, like, keep messaging that girl that opened for him. And I would look at her Instagram. And I was like, oh, so boring.
Her whole performance was boring.
Just the hair bothered me.
I feel like
too.
She had a potato in her mouth when she was singing. It was annoying. It was like mumbling. What are you saying? I don't understand what you're saying. Enunciate.
A potato.
potato.
No, but it was a good concert. It was actually really good. I think to see that album live.
That was the thing, is that when you see that album live, which, because that album was called Girl Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see that album live, I had a whole new appreciation for that album. I can now listen to that album from beginning to end in the car.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But you had, and then she did a stage dive.
She's intense.
I touched her thigh and her foot.
We all touched her. We
her
felt
feet were
her
sweaty,
up.
And I had some Kate Nash foot slime on my hand. I didn't mind because it was Kate Nash.
That's the best.
Her red dress was all flowing.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. It was a good time.
That was a great concert.
And then we went to, like, the Gingerbread Tavern afterwards, and I couldn't...
And we were, like, jacking up. We were, like, busting moves and, like, screaming. Like, my neck hurt the whole next day.
I don't even remember the next day.
Oh, my God. My neck was sore.
Yeah?
So I was just like,
body was
headbanging.
Sore.
That was a good concert.
It was a good concert.
So after that was Thanksgiving.
Okay.
What was the deal with your Thanksgiving? You went home or you went to your mom's?
I just went to my mom's.
In the Champaign-Urbana area?
Yeah. I just went to my mom's. Probably all the days just blend together, Chris.
That's nice.
So sad.
It's all one long day when you're with Carol.
I mean, we had turkey and...
Did you hang out with our neighbors at all?
No, I didn't really see them.
Okay.
They kind of just go off and do their own thing a lot now.
Did you cook anything? Well, she probably alienated them. You know how she
did. Yeah. No, but they're really busy all the time. They do, like, car shows, and they're in a motorcycle gang. And
how old are they?
They're my mom's age.
Okay. I love that they're in motorcycle gangs.
Yeah, they're pretty redneck.
Okay.
And they have lived in that area their whole lives, and they have a southern accent.
That's weird.
And then when they get drunk, I can't understand. I'm just like, huh?
Uh-huh.
No, they're super nice, but super trashy at the same time. Like, their garage is nicer than their house.
I feel like if you're going to be super trashy, you should be super nice. I think it's a nice balance.
Yeah.
That way, at least people are not going to make fun of you.
What did
too
I
much.
Make? My mom made a turkey on the grill, and I made great.
How is grilled turkey? I've never had that.
Oh, that's all I will eat is grilled turkey.
Are you serious?
At Christmas, she makes grilled ham. And
nice.
It's so good.
Is it, like, juicy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. Does she put any, like, sauce or seasoning? Nothing? But turkey doesn't have a lot of flavor. How does that work?
It's so good. Chris.
Oh, I need to, like, try.
And I make garlic mashed potatoes, green beans.
Wait, does she put, like, a full turkey or, like, the leg and the... Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Your mother should be on Duck Dynasty. She's like...
I made coconut macaroons.
Oh my God.
And
those are not easy to make.
No, I think they are pretty easy.
No, they're not.
Not, the, like, the ones with, like, the cream filling.
No, I'm not talking about macaroons. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was easy.
Those aren't easy to make.
Oh, I'm a baker, though.
You must be.
And I made pumpkin pie.
Oh, God bless you. Well, houseway.
Yeah.
If only you could find a nice Canadian. Who needs a green card? Hi, Bryant.
Hi, Bryant. Bye.
Bye.
Nice life.
So sad.
What did you do?
We stayed at home. And for whatever, well, okay. I decided to have, it was my idea, to have a occasion Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me that via text message, and that sounded really good.
Well, because I had watched, I made Eric watch. Listen, I'm not going to apologize for it. I love Lifetime movies. Yes. I just do.
Really
and
good.
Hallmark movies.
I love Hallmark. I can't wait to watch Hallmark movies when I'm at my mom's.
Listen, if it wasn't for Hallmark movies, Shannon Doherty would not be working anymore. Oh, thank you, Hallmark. Yeah. I need some Shannon Doherty in my life. And Rosie Perez, she was in a Hallmark movie.
Really?
About her blog. Oh, I'll get to that later. That's a good one.
Oh, my goodness.
But Lifetime had a movie called Occasion Christmas Carol.
Oh, my God.
Which was fantastic. Hillary Burton, who was an MTV VJ after all the good VJs left. She was on One Tree Hill for a while. You remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blonde girl, curly hair. Yeah. It was about a Southern girl who lived in New York, and her life, she needed to get back to her roots.
Mm-hmm.
And her, she goes back to Louisiana. Her mother, played by Marky Post of Night Court fame,
was the mother. Okay.
So the movie was a lot, you know, can you ever shed your big city ways and get back to your country values? And,
No,
I don't think I can, but she did.
I'm sure she did.
But I just, it was, you know, very Southern. I was like, I told Eric, let's have a Southern Christmas. And he was on board because mm-hmm. he supports me.
Yeah, he does.
Because I'm adorable. And that's the only reason I get away with half of the shit I do with him is because I'm adorable. So he made a Southern, like a Cajun seasoned turkey in the crock pot, which is fantastic. Mm. The problem with a crock pot turkey, though, is that you're not going to get crispy skin. It's just not going to happen. But the moisture is so locked in that the meat falls right from the bone. And it's so juicy.
Yeah.
And then he used the drippings to make the gravy.
I love gravy.
And that was fantastic. I thought about you, too, when he was making gravy. I always think about you when I see gravy.
Yeah.
It's like curry and gravy. It's like
it's
two pieces in a pot.
Favorite thing ever.
I made pear pie.
Yeah, I want to hear about that.
It's fantastic.
I've never had pear pie.
A lot like apple pie, but you use pears.
Okay.
But it was fun. I had a good time because I didn't, I'm not like a huge baker, but I like baking because you can make something look really horrible, like an abortion, but it always tastes really good. Because, I mean, I didn't make the crust myself, but, like, I got the crust from a store, but I had to, like, reform it because I was making it in two little bowls. So I had to reform it, reflour it. I had to add more water, stuff like that. And so I had to reshape it. So by the time I put it in the bowl, it looked like somebody with Down syndrome was, like, making an ashtray.
Crust is hard. Pie crust is hard.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's difficult. And there's nothing wrong with having Down syndrome. They can do anything. And they can.
Yeah.
I'll get to that later because I have no story about that.
Okay.
Job interviews. So.
Oh, my God.
But I made pear pie. And it was like two little pear pot pies. It was really easy, too, because it was just pears, flour, sugar, lemon juice, nutmeg, and cinnamon. And you just put it into bake. And I got to, like, I cut in the little vents on the top of the crust so that it vents. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, it had a crust on top.
Oh, it was crust. Oh, yeah. You have to.
Oh.
You have to. That way you've got, like, the bite on the top and the bottom that's, like, crusty.
Mm-hmm.
But it came out fantastic. It came out super. It looked horrible, but it came out so good. But I made pear, little mini pear pies.
That sounds really good.
And then, we just had, like, the mashed potatoes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it was nice. Like, I liked it because we didn't invite a ton of people over. We just, like, hung out. We ate way too much. And then we just, like, relaxed.
Yeah, I mean, I miss going to Thanksgiving and Christmas to my families in South Dakota. But at the end of the day, I love just, like, being with my mom, eating and drinking, and then just, like, napping and watching movies.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. Christmas, it was, like, 50 degrees in Champaign, and we sat on the porch. I got a sunburn.
You got a sunburn? Oh my God, on Christmas?
I think it was a couple days later, but we had a...
Well, you're so fair-skinned, though. You burn easily, I bet.
No, I tan really easily.
Do you really?
I just don't go in the sun.
I would never know that of you.
Did you not see me during the summertime this year? I was pretty tan.
I saw you, but I just thought it was makeup.
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Because you definitely had color. I thought it was makeup. Oh my god, you tan.
Yeah.
You're like my, a Puerto Rican.
That's, yeah, no, I am.
Are you sure your dad is your dad?
Well, my dad tans really easily.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's where I get that.
Is he part Greek?
Well, I'm a little bit of Indian.
That's the Cherokee.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what he says. I'm like, yeah, okay, Dad, whatever.
Casinos.
And then he's really racist towards them.
Well, so are you. From your father.
Yeah.
Daddy's girl.
But don't ever say that.
I'm sorry.
Not
true. It's a hot topic.
Anyways, what did you do for Christmas?
I actually just realized I got confused. Christmas was Cajun Christmas. That's when we didn't do anything. We stayed at home. Thanksgiving, we went to Eric's sister's house.
Okay.
So that was nice because I got to see Amanda, Delilah.
Delia.
And is it Delia? I think it's Delilah. I think you're wrong. Then I got to see Taryn, who's my favorite.
Yeah.
She works at Chili's. Hi, Taryn. She's my favorite. She's the person, I think I told you this before, but I haven't mentioned on the podcast. I wouldn't have known this if it wasn't for Taryn. The easiest, quickest, and best way to bust somebody's windshield. Contrary to popular belief.
I'm interested.
Don't even attempt it unless you have spark plugs.
What?
If you have spark plugs, all you have to do, literally, you just tap, it shatters, and you go. But if you're trying to do it with something else, you're going to have to, like, hit it a bunch. You're going to have to, like hack into it.
Like a crowbar.
Yeah. But if you have spark plugs, something, I don't know if it's because of the metal or that it has vibrations or whatever, but all you have to do is a tap, it shatters, you're out.
Well, that is good to know.
Very good to know.
I feel like she could teach us a whole bunch of revenge.
There's a lot. I'm so sad that she doesn't live with the man anymore because there's a lot more that I need to learn from her. Huh. She's my favorite person in the world. She's got bright red hair. She works at Chili's. She does whatever she wants. And she treats her boyfriends like garbage.
Cool.
But because they deserve it.
Yeah. Not really.
Well, because there was this one time, I guess, when Eric went. I didn't go that time. He went to Amanda's house. And Eric was like, he was talking to Taryn. He said, I thought I was going to meet your boyfriend. And Taryn was like, oh, he's here. He's been here for a while. He was in his car parked down the street, and he was waiting for her to tell him that it's okay to come in. And Amanda was like, oh, my God. So Amanda, I guess, had to text him or call him and say, oh, my God, I didn't know you were the come inside.
That's the best thing
Isn't
ever.
That the best thing?
I want to meet her.
I know. She has life skills.
We should have her on the podcast.
I really think we should. I feel like she would say no, though.
Oh,
but
really?
But I feel like she would say no, then show up at 2 o'clock drunk. Because you go to bed early. So I don't want to give you your address.
No,
maybe when we have it at my house.
Yeah.
You'll sleep over that night just in case she shows
up. Oh, I will?
Yeah.
I don't sleep over well.
Why not?
Because I have a dog.
Oh, but one night. Like, you come over right after you walk, or like you leave at like 7, and then just come over. We do a late podcast. You'll get home in the morning.
That worries me.
Does it really?
Yeah, okay. And I have issues.
Okay.
I also don't sleep well in other people's houses.
I get that.
God, I have so many. I need to see a thing.
I don't want to say anything. You should talk to somebody. You're weird about it.
One of my dog owners is a therapist. But that'd be too weird to, like, go see her and then walk her dogs.
Well, but here's the thing with that, though, is that I feel like she would... I feel like she would try to find ways to tell you through therapy how to be a better dog walker.
No.
And she would think she was doing it subtly, but it's not.
I'm a great dog walker.
I know you are. Capote. Well, he's one of your dogs. You put him
Capone,
on.
Capone.
Oh, Capone, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Capone.
Adorable. That face.
He's 10.
He's Pit, right?
He's a bulldog.
He's big.
He's like a big, huge bulldog.
He's gigantic.
He's tall, and then I think he's like an American bulldog instead of an English bulldog.
What a face, though. Oh,
and
my God.
He's 10, and he lives in a really nice house. He's 10, and I walk him occasionally. All my clients, I walk occasionally, which I'm really getting pissed
because
off.
Because you have commitment issues. Let's bring that up right now.
It's not me. They're like,
never you. That's fine.
I have 2 regular dogs that I walk every day, and one of them's leaving me in 2 weeks.
Where are they going?
Pilsen.
Oh, gross. Bunch of Mexicans. Good luck.
They are lesbians.
No. Oh, are they Mexican lesbians?
One of them is.
Those are the worst. They really are?
No, and it's my favorite dog, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But my first reaction...
They must be sad that they're not going to get to have you anymore.
They should be.
I'm sure
they
are.
Did you know I made... homemade dog treats for all my dogs.
You need to shut up with yourself. You're like Martha Stewart of the dogs. What did you do?
I made homemade dog treats.
Did you find that Skinny Taste?
No, I found it online.
Okay.
There's so many recipes online.
Oh my God.
So I made it with rice bran flour.
Okay.
Rolled oats, pumpkin, and a little bit of cinnamon.
No. For dogs, cinnamon? Yes. Oh, that's interesting.
They can't have nutmeg, but they can have a little bit of cinnamon.
Why can't they have nutmeg?
I guess it's bad for them, and I just spilled mine.
Okay.
And
on
then,
your new blouse.
Yeah, this is nutmeg. And then I rolled it out, and then I used a bone-shaped cookie cutter.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. So, like, you put them in the oven?
Yeah.
Do they rise?
Yeah, they cook like a cookie.
So they're, like, hard when you're done?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And
I love that Squeak went from living in a meth house to living with vegans that had no time for her and a giant dog and a baby came.
And a baby.
To now living with a person who will make gourmet food just for her.
Yeah.
Like her life just has gotten progressively better and better.
So my tips this season were really good, which was good because during Christmas.
I know you get tips.
Well, during the holiday, like a holiday bonus.
Oh, that's really nice. And you get these, like, from the owners.
Yeah.
So they just, like, they don't, like, get notes from, like, the company. Like, they just do it.
Well, the company is just, like, one person. It's a small company, which I'm thinking, FYI.
FYI.
Oh, my God. Call this crazy talk. So my boss.
Aaron.
Nice lady. I see her on and off. I don't really see her much.
Yeah, which is good for you.
I like. And she, like, lives a block away from me. And we were going to go meet. We were meeting Capone last week. So she's like, I'll pick you up. I'll give you a ride. Because she feels bad that I ride my bike in this weather.
Yeah.
And I don't complain about it. So, well, to her. So she's like, I'll give you a ride. I'll pick you up. So she picked me up and we were talking, you know, and she was like, so how long do you have left of school? And I didn't want to tell her that I'm done, you know, and I'm looking for a job. So I went.
Well, now she knows.
Yeah, she's not gonna listen to this. So I go, a year, you know.
Oh, you liar.
I lie.
You're a liar who lies.
And she finally went, what are you going to school for? And I was like, I'm doing advertising, copywriting. And she goes, is this your first time at school? I go, no, this is my second try. She's like, what were you before? I was like, theater. She goes, I was an art major. And I was a graphic designer, and I worked for agencies. And I was like, She goes, my sister's a copywriter. My husband works at Kramer Crassalt. And I went,
Is that a big...
Ooh. And she goes, when you're done, you should send me your portfolio. And
when you're done in a year.
Yeah.
Liar. See what happens when you lie?
I was a son of a bitch.
I graduated quickly.
One of my meal ticket, I walk her two times a day. Her owner is the ex-wife of one of my teachers at school. I found this out. I can't say anything. And so then I was talking to the lady at school. I was like, did you know I walk so-and-so's ex-wife's dog? And she's like, you mean this lady? I don't want to say names.
No person.
And she goes, she's a copywriter. And I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
So she's a copywriter, and I ran into her last week because I went over to their house during the cold, and I guess I wasn't supposed to walk the dog. So I walked in on the whole family. So, Kai!
Just the dog walker here.
And I try to throw in school as much as possible. She's like, okay, bye. Just walk my dog. Get out, you know.
Just throw in school. I heard you're a copywriter. Just say that.
But that's creepy.
No, it's not.
And then her husband makes commercials.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Carrie, you walking dogs was meant to be.
I know. That's what I said to my boss. I go, Aaron, we were meant to be.
Totally.
Because she's like, all my friends are still in the business.
This is, like, going to lead to, like, your future, man.
Yeah.
Because you need money.
I need money. So if you would like to donate, contact me at carriebane.com.
Carriebane.com.
Yeah.
Well, Squeak, I mean, just when you were in the bathroom, she came up to me with her paycheck, and she said, it's inconsistent, the numbers never match up. You should talk to her. Because she's real, I mean, I don't want to get into it, but she's going to look for another gig.
Yeah, probably. What did you do for New Year's?
What did we do for New Year's? Oh, that was fun. That was nice.
Was it?
Oh, first of all, what did you get for Christmas? Presents did you get?
Well, me and my mom made a promise not to get each other presents.
That's a lie. Nobody ever sticks to that.
And then she got me a lot of presents.
You got her enough. You're a student.
Well, I made her something.
What did you make her?
So, I love Etsy.com lately.
That frightens me.
Why?
Because you're spending too much time at home. And if you spend all of your shut-in, fine, I'm not going to judge you. But if you're telling me that you're a shut-in and you're on Etsy a lot, now we need to have an intervention.
My craft bug hit me because I used to do crafts all the time when I was younger. And then for one of my campaigns, I made my own dollhouse furniture. And like I saw that. I had a hand sew cushions and stuff like that. So my
I can't believe you made that stuff.
Oh, and then I was like, I want to do more.
That looked amazing. That looked like professional shit that people would pay hundreds of dollars for.
I had like the best time of my life making that.
And sweetie, so then, why don't you sell that shit and make hundreds of dollars?
Well, I want to make jewelry now and sell it on Etsy.com.
Okay, just don't go to people's parties and like have a...
No, don't do that.
Okay.
And then there's this company called Darby Smart. And you can get a kit. And I made something from the kit, the craft kit.
Okay.
You're supposed to make a holiday sign, but I ended up making a cold beer sign that lights up.
Love it.
It's right over there. I didn't haven't turned it on, though, but I could.
Oh, I love it.
And it lights up and it flashes.
Is it like LED?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So then, like, my craft bug, like, really hit. And so I was like, Etsy.com. So I was on Etsy.com and I saw this thing. It was a print on burlap framed. And it was like a black print of the state of South Dakota. And then it had roots growing out of it. And it said South Dakota roots.
Oh, love it.
I was like, oh my God. And it was like $50. And I was like, mmm. So I made one myself. So that's what I gave my mom.
Have you been to Regretsy?
No.
You should go to Regretsy.
Oh, no.
You need to visit Regretsy.
Oh, no.
It's kind of awesome. No, but I will say this. Etsy, this is my problem with Etsy.
Okay.
I'll be looking up some random thing. I'll be like, I wonder if anyone's ever made this. And I'll see something amazing that was made. And it's on Etsy. And then I'll see that it was made once 5 years ago and it's no longer available. Mm. And then it's like, oh, like, we've got to contact the person. Are they still alive? No. Do you still make these? Because, like, I remember I was reading Jane Eyre once. I love that. I love that book. I love Bronte Sisters.
I love that movie with Orson Welles.
Oh, and Joan Fontaine. Mm-hmm. I love the one with William Hurt and Charlotte Gainsborough. That's a great version of Jane Eyre. Wow. It's on Netflix. Fantastic.
Is it the newest one?
The newest one's with Mia Wasikowska, which I do not appreciate.
No.
But the one in the 90s is with William Hurt and Charlotte Gainsborough and a young Anna Paquin from
True Blood.
From True Blood and X-Men is in it. She plays a young Jane Eyre.
I don't want to even mention her from X-Men because she's such a stupid character.
It was just a bad choice for Rogue. Let's just say it.
Yes. Like,
there's so many, if anyone to pick to be Rogue. Because I know you like X-Men.
I do.
And Rogue was such a great... She was a Southern Belle. I think that was kind of her thing, and she was... There was nothing about Rogue.
Oh, my gosh. She was horrible. But anyways, when we're talking about Etsy...
I was like, I want a Jane Eyre doll. For whatever reason.
Sure.
And I saw a beautiful Jane Eyre rag doll that was beautifully stitched, and it had the bonnet and, like, the super serious black outfit that, you know, befitted a woman of her station. And it was on Etsy, and it was made once in 1998. And I was like, I'll never see that doll.
I guess I don't have that. I ordered bracelets from China.
Why?
This is one of them.
Is that one of them?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, all of them. It's one bracelet.
That's one bracelet?
Yeah. Okay. I ordered two bracelets under $10, including shipping. But shipping took a month.
Okay. Just don't get bed bugs.
And then I got a really cool scarf on there. And then I ordered a present for my mom on there.
What did you get her?
I don't want her to listen.
She doesn't know? Oh, no. It wasn't for Christmas.
No, it's for her birthday coming up.
What did you get for Christmas?
Oh, right. What did I get for Christmas?
Drunk.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What did I get for Christmas? My mom got me a pair of tennis shoes, which I needed. And those are expensive.
Yes, they are.
Oh, New Balance? Asics.
You love your Asics.
Asics, man.
For the arch, because you've got the thing.
I got the Blanchard's Fasciitis. You've got the Blanchard's Fasciitis. And I love that you're wearing, like, slippers, right? Slipper socks.
They're slipper socks. And they've got, well, they're painted to look like the ruby slippers.
I see that. Socks. Yeah.
But then on the bottom, they've got a grip.
Traction.
Because you never know. Well, I don't want to fall.
I need to take a picture of this. Can I take a picture?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's one of my worst fears that I'm going to fall and die. Or that I'll fall and break my neck and be a vegetable. Like, I can't move.
Mine's choking to death by myself.
People were laughing about that tonight when Eric brought it up. Because apparently he has to air all of my dirty laundry. But, Chris never eats chips alone. And you know what? I don't. Because really? I don't want to choke to death and die with them. Occasionally, all right, if it's like a ruffle or a potato-based chip, I will, if I'm really hungry. Mm-hmm. But if it's a corn-based chip, I don't mess with that. Alone? Really? I don't want to die.
I always like choke on chicken or something. Like something
I've never choked on chicken. Mm. But like, I know that when I lived alone, I ate a lot of mashed potatoes and a lot of ground beef. Because it was safer. I wouldn't mess with pasta. I would not mess with ramen alone.
Are you serious?
It gets caught sometimes.
No, I'm scared.
Don't do it. When's the last time you pooped from drinking?
It's probably one of the podcasts.
Oh my god. I feel so bad.
It's probably the one where I went to your house. Yes, it was.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I went to your house. No, I brought 2 bottles of wine that night. And I don't know. Maybe because I didn't have No. Okay. So, one day after class, me and Brian went and got beers, and we had this Christmas beer, and I learned that it's, like, 9.8% alcohol.
Ooh, hello.
And I didn't really have any food, and, like, I had the bigger version of the 20-ounce, so I had, like, 3 of them, and then I had a bike home.
Oh, and that's not good.
No, it's not good, and I puked. Okay. Because I had to. Maybe the last time, maybe I didn't puke. I don't know. I for sure remember puking on the 4th of July.
Okay.
With my family.
Sure. But that's inevitable.
Yeah.
When you get those people together, nobody says enough is enough, right?
No, and we mixed all types of alcohol.
God bless you. It's like you're 16 again. Or 21.
16. Or yeah, 16. No, 16. We used to do all that stuff. What did you get for Christmas?
Let's see. I got a Kindle Fire, which is really good because, I mean, I think there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I would rather have an iPad than a Kindle Fire, but I don't do the apps. I'm not an app person.
That's not my thing. I'd rather still have a book.
I just like reading, so it's easier for traveling. I love books. Yeah. Like, I'm just a book person. But
you still have my Divergent book.
I do, so I'll forget next time.
Yeah, right.
I will.
it's been a year.
See it again. Well, we'll talk about that later, because that's a big...
Hot topic.
Eric doesn't watch movies with me anymore because he says in the movies he watched, nothing happens and everyone's sad. And all I think is, of course.
That's how I like my music, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's good, when nothing happens and you're sad. Mm-hmm. So I got a Kindle Fire, which is great because I love reading and I always like having at least 3 books on me if I can, but I hate like, the weight of it. So it's nice.
With you at all times.
Oh, yeah.
Can you, like, read on the bus and train, then?
I do.
I get sick.
I can do it fine. It's annoying. You have to make sure you get good placement on the bus, because if you get good placement, you can do it. If you don't, you have to keep moving your book. And then you have the rude people, like that old bitch who was like, you know, most people just get off the train so that we can all get out. Even though the person on the other side of me, because I was standing up in the doorway, got out. I'm sorry. Only one person needs to get off the train.
I'm sorry, Chris, but you're really skinny. You don't need to get out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I put my book down when people are getting out. I put it to my... I'm not, like, there in the door of my book.
No, that old heifer needs to be kicked in the face.
Thank you.
Fuck you.
Not fucking move. You know what? I'm standing. That's enough.
You're
I'm
like fucking so standing. Fucking tiny you could fit into a corner. So shut up, lady. God, I'm
punch
angry.
Punch her in the face.
I'm angry for
people
you.
People are rude on the CTA.
Oh.
Aren't they, though?
You know, well, I don't ride it that much anymore, but I had
you're on
to.
On a bike.
Yeah, I had to ride it the other day.
You're on your beautiful, expensive bike.
Shh, don't let anyone.
It's beautiful, though. I saw the pictures.
FYI, I broke 5 spokes because I'm a fat ass.
Did you get them repaired, though?
Yeah, but okay. I was like, it took me a while. I just thought, like, someone was fucking with my bike in the basement.
Because you're paranoid?
Because I'm paranoid. Well, someone stole my front light.
Oh, man.
And they replaced it with, like, a shitty backlight. And I was like, fuck you, in my basement, in my own apartment building.
You live in a cast building.
Yeah. Cast management.
Management.
But I broke 5 spokes, and it took me a while to I thought someone was fucking with my gears, because my gears would never click. And I just heard this weird sound, and it was... And then I thought I was getting really lazy. I was like, God, I can't pedal anymore. Like, I was dying pedaling. And then I thought someone ripped my brake out, but it was just my mom fucking with my brakes. And so I finally...
Thanks, Carol.
Yeah, I finally took it into the shop, and they're like, you have 5 broken spokes. And I was like, that's why I can't pedal. And he's like, yeah.
Thank you, bike shop
and
person.
And I told my mom that she's like, I've never broken a spoke before. And I go, Mom, I bike over 12 miles a day.
You're not a fat ass, honey. Anyone abusing a bike the way you do for your work is going to break.
That's what the guy said. He goes, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So that made me
feel that's okay. At least you're breaking spokes because you're fucking working your ass off.
So, Straight No Chaser was an a cappella group from Indiana.
That's right. And we knew that going in.
Speaking of a cappella, do you watch...
Oh, I've got a whole thing about that. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you watch that show, The Sing-Off?
No, I should I?
But it's an a cappella competition.
Okay.
My friend Rob from college, his group was on...
Is it groups or is it individuals?
It's groups.
Oh, I should watch it.
My friend Rob from college was on that show, the latest season.
He was in a group?
Yeah. Oh. From Minnesota, and they won.
The whole thing? No! Did they get like $1 million?
They got $100,000 and an album deal.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
He's probably getting blowjobs left and right now for a couple months.
He's married.
Oh, like that. Mick Jagger. Come on. Sorry guys, we have to communicate with our fans. We only have the one. We want to take real good care of her. Oh, I realized, I don't know if you've tried, but like, I was messing with my Facebook a few months ago, and I think I changed some weird settings, and people can't like post.
Yeah, I can't post anything on
yours. I need to change that.
Yeah.
I'll change it, because I didn't realize I was doing that.
I was like, okay.
I was just trying to change it so that my cousin wouldn't do it, because he's annoying.
Oh, okay.
And I messed it up, so.
I was like, okay, Chris, I just won't.
No. Who are these friends? I feel like you have a double life. I feel like you have this other life, and that we don't even like, know you anymore.
I mean, if you want to come, you can come.
I'm going to be real busy, so.
Separate but together is the new name,
and it's... What is it? What does it mean, separate but together? What does it mean to you?
We're together, but we're separate. We're separate, but we're together.
Yes.
Like, you know, this is the thing that I like about a relationship, Chris.
You're getting real. I love it. Yes. You're so chatty tonight, and I love it. I love every second.
I'm sorry.
It's fantastic.
I haven't talked to human beings in a long time. So, this is the thing that I like, because we've known each other for a long time now. But
I've been filling out job applications, and I keep thinking about that. It's like a long time.
Like a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I knew you in my early 20s.
I started cast management in May of 2007.
So that's when yeah.
Yep. Oh my God. May of 2007.
I feel like you even came to my 25th birthday. Did you?
Where was it?
I started at Uncle Julio's.
Yes, I did.
That is crazy. Yeah.
Yes, I did.
That's what so I think it's funny that we've known each other for so long, but there's still so much stuff that I learn about you every time I see you.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that you understand that I need my space, and I understand that you need your space.
It would never encroach. Yeah. We were talking about funerals, me and Eric, recently. Just because, no, here's why. Don't judge me. I watch a lot of Judge Judy.
Yeah, and I don't get that, but okay.
Just, you know what? I like when people get yelled at.
I am not judging you.
I like when people have a lot of attitude and somebody gives them their comeuppance. It just feels good. Okay. How dare you yell at me and tell me I should be getting off the train, madam. And Judge Judy yells at people, but Eric was home one day, and we were watching Judge Judy together, which he usually doesn't do, because he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't bother him about it. But we were watching it together, and I realized that a lot of Judge Judy, the commercials, they'll be about, you know, are you thinking about planning your own funeral? You should. And here are the different ways that you should plan it. Or, have you had an IUD inside of you for more than 10 years? Perhaps you should get it checked, because there are lots of lawsuits. The thing that you put inside
like
the
a urethra?
Lady. It's like a thing. There's lots of prolapses now that they're getting. Oh, that's another thing, prolapses. Because I work at the physical therapy. We have a women's health specialist.
Uh-huh.
When women
Is this
have,
like birth control that I don't know about?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's birth control because older ladies use it too.
Ooh. Is it for like menopause?
Maybe. But we have a lot of Because I work at the Illinois Masonic now.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of women's health people that come in because they had issues with the thing that was put in. And now it's not working
so
good.
See, here's my thing. Why would you put something in there that stays there forever?
That creeps me out.
That creeps me out.
Nothing should just be put up in there and you walk away. That's not normal.
Like, I know there's
squeak is not natural.
I know there's, like, birth control where you just, like, stick it up you and you leave it in there. But I'm not going to do that.
No.
That worries me.
I'd rather risk it.
Something shouldn't be up in your body for that long.
No foreign thing should be up in your body and mm-hmm. you just walk mm-hmm. away. That's not all right.
No.
It's not okay with God.
No. It's not okay with me. I don't like it. Don't want it. No, thank you.
So I watch a lot of the Judge Judy and they have all these commercials and I'm like, oh my God, this really is a show for old people because the commercials are, oh, hi, Squeak. I love you too.
She's having a moment.
She moans. I love when she moans. Love me.
She was snoring so bad last night. It was so funny.
You guys are like the Odd Couple.
Yeah.
You're Oscar.
Whatever. I'm clean. My house is clean. Anyways, Judge
So a lot of the commercials are for old people, and one of them is like, "Have you thought about your own death?" And Eric was there, and we just got into a conversation about, like, what your funeral going to be like? And I was like, you know, this is actually a good conversation.
No, it is a good conversation.
My plan, hopefully, fingers crossed, is that when I die, I'm still with Eric. Uh-huh. Probably not going to work out that way. I'm just going to throw that out there. That's life. But I hope
so.
And I dream.
I think Eric hopes so, too.
I think, sometimes, that when we die, we will still be together.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you know what? We should talk about this. Like, if I die, these are the people that I want to make sure that you call. These are the people I want to make sure that you let them know that I passed away, that should be at the funeral, or at least get invited. Mm-hmm. This is the music I want to be played at the wake.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to be buried. I want to be cremated. Being buried is selfish. It's a waste of space. We're overpopulated. All that stuff. But I had this one thought, and a thought, you know, you get thoughts and sometimes they're passing and like, it's just like a passing fancy. And some thoughts you get, it hits you like lightning and that's how you know that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had this one thought and it hit me like lightning and I was like, that's the right thing to do. My thought was, oh my God, I want to make sure that you make sure that if Carrie Bain is still alive when I die, I want her to speak at my service.
Oh, Chris.
And he was like, okay, no problem. And I was like, no, I'm serious. Like, I'm sure some people will want to. I'm sure some people will be happy that they weren't asked, but I actually don't want anybody else to speak.
Oh,
I want one song played.
What song, can I ask?
It's called Here Comes Your Ride by Holidays on Ice.
Okay.
It's a very sad song.
Okay.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to show up. It's going to be great.
I want to talk about my funeral stuff with you after this.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, okay.
But I want you to say a few words.
Oh, okay.
Because I know that it will be heartfelt, but it will also be light.
Oh, yeah, it's gotta be light.
And it'll also be quick, because you don't have the time. You've got things to do, you got to squeak.
I hate those long speeches.
Who's got the time?
I know, every wedding that I've had to spoken, had to say a speech.
Yes.
It's been under 3 minutes.
Yeah. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
No one's there for that business.
Yeah.
So I want you to say something when I pass and it'll be quick and it'll be short and people will probably cry, but it'll be short enough that it won't be that bad.
No, with the plantar fasciitis.
You'll show up.
Okay.
I'm sure that you'll.
It depends what the weather is like.
I know.
What I'm doing.
They might have to reschedule. That's okay. I'll keep. I'll keep.
It depends on my mood, really. Sure, thank you.
I have to. There's a leak in my side pocket. I can't go.
It was a waterfall. I always bring that up too with my mom, and she doesn't want to hear it because, you know, I am her kid.
Yeah, your mom doesn't want to hear about your funeral, Carrie. Your mother.
But I have no one else to talk to about it. Come on. I want an Irish wake.
But would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I would speak.
Okay, cool.
No, I have a feeling I'm going to have to speak to a lot of people. I know.
I don't have AIDS or anything. I'm not going to die soon. It's fine.
No, I have a feeling we'll be like, hopefully in our 80s.
I think so.
With the medicine they have.
And we're pickling
days.
Ourselves slowly with all the wine.
I can pickle that.
Yeah.
Do you watch Portlandia?
I have. And Eric is actually, he makes his own pickles now. He's got the jars and all the stuff. He pickles.
I don't really like pickles, but my grandma pickles, and they're my favorite pickles.
I don't like pickles. And Eric was gone when he was in Thailand a couple months ago, and he just left him there, and I was hungry one day, and I opened it. I was like, this is amazing.
It's something about homemade pickles that are so good.
Because you add your own flavor. It doesn't taste like a pickle. It tastes amazing.
I don't like gherkin or whatever brand they are.
Dill or, all that stuff.
No.
That ostrich or whatever it is, that thing.
Ugh,
that guy.
I hate him.
Homemade
he's like
pickle?
A pelican.
Pelican,
Homemade pickles are the best. My grandma makes them so good. She makes them spicy, and then she makes the bread and butter ones.
So your funeral, that going to be like?
I want an Irish wake.
What does that mean?
I want people to drink, and I want them to tell stories.
God bless you.
And that's all I want, and the only song I want played. Was Dig Up Her Bones by the Misfits.
That sounds horrible.
It's great.
Eric will love it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know because it's like the Michael Graves version.
Okay.
It's not the Danzig.
So you want Dig Up Her Bones played on a loop or just once?
Just once.
Okay.
And then I just want you guys to continue drinking and telling stories.
Okay.
So that's all I want.
Drinking. That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
That sounds really nice, actually.
Yeah.
Do you want an open casket before?
No.
Or do you not care?
No, I don't want that.
Okay.
That it's so creepy.
That's what I said, and Eric was like, no. I was like, well, why not? He's like, because it gives people a chance to say goodbye. And I was like, you know what? If I'm dead and I'm going to get burned to a crisp anyways, and if people want to see my face, fine. I don't care. I don't give a shit I'm dead.
Who thinks about being 80?
I think about it every day. Every day. You know what it's so crazy? You know what I do? It's so sad.
Just say it. Let's say it. Let's make a guess.
How sick I am. So crazy. But especially now that the weather's a little bit bad and there's like ice in the road. Eric doesn't like driving in the ice. I always think when we go out to a grocery store, I'm always like, make sure that you have your phone and your keys in the bag. Because God forbid we get into an accident. He dies. You don't. And after everything's done at the hospital and you sign the paperwork that he's dead, you're going to have to get back into the house. How are you going to do that without your keys? That's what goes on in my head. That's what happens.
When I dog walk, I don't necessarily have to take my purse, but I always go, if you're going to get hit, who's going to know it's you?
Yes!
Take your purse.
ID.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in some morgue having my mother suffering. Where's my son? Have your ID.
Yeah. No, I think of that too.
Every day.
Yeah.
Speaking of dog walking, Ivan, you post pictures of your bosses.
Oh, my dogs. Yeah.
Your
bosses. I like to because I think they're
cute. They're adorable.
Yeah.
But I love the one where you were like hashtag judgment. And I have to say, those dogs were judgy. I can't tell much from a picture, but those dogs were sitting pretty and they were judging people.
Here's the story of that one. That day when I took that picture where they were judging me, because they were judging
me. They were.
Well, I had to meet a client at 4:30 and I walked them at 3:30 and it was cold and I was on my bike. And I could have come home, but when I come home and leave and my dog has separation anxiety.
Sure.
So
and the screaming starts.
The screaming and the scratching starts, and I was like, I don't want to deal with it. So I just sat at the house.
Love that you just sit in strangers' houses. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for sticking with us.
It's a Minnesota goodbye. It takes us like 30 minutes to say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. It's time. The daisies are trampled.
He's probably doing cocaine. He's a bartender. That's what they do. You stay awake. Hi, Taryn.
And left so much. Yeah, I just found out I'm allergic to latex now.
That's gonna hurt because the condoms. Here comes your. It's like some wine and cheese. Just like some wine and some cheese. Let's have some.